Hello, I'm Amber, and you're listening to BBC LearningEnglish.com. In People and Places today, we go to a London bar with a group of people who are all passionate about technology. You know, the kind of people who have an in-depth knowledge of computers, the internet, electronics, and, well, anything techie, anything technical. We also have the noun, a techie, meaning someone who is good at technical subjects. The meeting is organised by a group of women called Girl Geek Dinners. A geek is an informal word for someone who thoroughly understands a particular subject area. Very often it's a technical subject, but not always. We hear first from software developer Sarah Blow. She's the founder of Girl Geek Dinners, which is now one of the most popular technical events for women in England. Men are allowed to attend, but they have to be invited by a woman. The dinner begins, and then Sarah defines the word geek for us. She says it's now cool, it's fashionable to be a geek. As you listen, try to catch when Sarah became a geek, before or after it became cool.
Hello and welcome to London Girl Geek Dinners. This is London Girl Geek Dinner number 11, and I'd like to introduce you to our first speaker.
I've been involved with Wikipedia since the start of 2003.
I define a geek as someone that has a passion for a subject area, be that technology or something else, and has a depth of knowledge in that subject area. And I do think it has become cool to become a geek, and I was a geek before it became cool, unfortunately.
So, Sarah says she became a geek before it was fashionable. But now, Girl Geek Dinners is thriving. Any woman interested in technology or the internet can sign up online and join in. Here's journalist Angela Sani reporting from the dinner. She says the idea of women who work in technology getting together has blossomed. It's developed in a pleasing way. The women come from diverse, very different backgrounds. As you listen, try to catch the noun Angela uses to describe the latest small, clever devices.
Now the idea has blossomed and regularly attracts dozens of women from a diverse background. From glamorous PR women who market the latest gadgets to video game designers and the most technical software developers. They come to discuss anything techie, whether it's a new internet development or how to get ahead in their careers.
So the word for a small, clever device is a gadget. Listen again.
Now the idea has blossomed and regularly attracts dozens of women from a diverse background. From glamorous PR women who market the latest gadgets to video game designers and the most technical software developers. They come to discuss anything techie, whether it's a new internet development or how to get ahead in their careers.
Now, Eileen Brown, who works for Microsoft, talks about the value of the Girl Geek Dinners. She says female networking is very important. It's a powerful tool for women in technical roles or jobs. Networking means building up relationships with people whose friendship could bring advantages, such as job or business opportunities. She says many women work right at the heart of technology, in the most important part of technology. And Girl Geek Dinners stop them from feeling isolated or alone, surrounded by men. And it gives them role models, people they can admire and copy. And it creates an opportunity for peer mentoring, for helping each other.
We really believe in the power of female networking. There are about 12% of women in technical roles, deeply technical women operating right at the heart of our software environment in the UK. Quite often women working in technology feel very isolated. So the opportunity to find role models and peer mentoring is something we really believe in at Microsoft.
Now, let's recap the language we focused on. A techie someone competent in technology. A geek, someone who thoroughly understands a particular subject area. Very often it's a technical subject, but not always. Blossomed, developed in a pleasing way. Diverse, very different. Gadgets, small, clever devices. Networking, building up relationships with people whose friendship could bring advantages, such as job or business opportunities. Technical roles, technical jobs. Isolated, alone. Role models, people you can admire and copy. More stories of people and places next time at bbclearningenglish.com.